my turn.
No, it's mine.
I was here first.
You had it first last time.
Don't you have an essay to write?
I'll do it in homeroom. So gimme.
Boys, knock it off! It's the same every day. Running home and fighting over a controller.
But the real question is why.
You blame society?
Or is it the violent video games?
In reality, our society as a whole is desensitized to the idea of violence.
The most common shows on TV today are shows like NCIS, American Horror Story, and the Game of Thrones.
But back in the 1990s, Beverly Hills, Law & Order, Friends, and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air were some of the most common shows watched.
So, what does this show about our world today?
We are entertained by more aggressive and gruesome things.
Every year, our entertainment becomes more realistic and explicit.
Same goes with our video games.
In the 1990s, The Secret of Monkey Island, Tetris, and Dr. Mario were the most frequent games played.
Meanwhile, the most common games today include Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, and Assassin's Creed. Older generations often spent their days outside playing, while our generation spends our time waiting outside in line for hours for the newest version of Call of Duty. They then spend the next day home from school to play.
The violence displayed in video games has many people arguing its true effects on our society.
In fact, 90% of video games today contain violent and gory scenes, and more than two-thirds of kids between the ages of 12 and 17 play a game that contains violent content. One game is Call of Duty, which since its beginning in 2003 has sold over 140 million copies. Many murders have also come from kids playing games like these.
However, millions of gamers have bought these violent video games, and incidents like the Slenderman stabbings and the Sandy Hook shootings are far and few between. In my personal experience, I have played a vast amount of violent video games, and I have noticed that I do not have any increase in violent behavior or aggression. In fact, there are less violent outbreaks in my life since I started playing these violent video games.
As many of you probably know, I am not a very aggressive or violent person. I contain my anger and control myself when I'm upset, and I've been playing games throughout my entire life as well. This being said, I believe there is a limited correlation between kids playing violent games and exhibiting violent behavior.
Even though that the studies have shown an increase of aggressive behavior in people who play violent video games, but there are recent studies have also shown that the increase in aggression lasts less than 10 minutes on average. Also, in the media, is desensitizing the people from the start of our childhood.
How so?
Well, think back into your childhood cartoons that you watched on Saturday mornings. They may have been Tom and Jerry or the Looney Tunes, right?
Yeah, so what's your point?
Well, let's think about Tom and Jerry for an instance. They have shown each other stabbing, beating, eating each other, slavery, smoking, drinking, murder. In the last episode of Tom and Jerry, they have both committed suicide to end the series.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
But there's something else that you have overlooked. Throughout the U.S. history, we've always been fighting with each other. For the majority of our history, the U.S. has always been violent.
So today, you hear many stories about the younger generations being accused of horrific crimes. One of the most recent stories is about two girls who stabbed one of their friends several times in the woods, where they then left her there to die. They later told the police that they did this because they have played the video game called Slender Man, in which the game takes place in the woods and a man gets closer and closer until he eventually kills you.
The Slender Man case is rare, though. My brother plays video games all the time, and it is his way of escape where he can get his anger out and even calm down. He loves Call of Duty, and in our house, it isn't seen as a violent video game, but just a military game defending territory. My parents use it as a privilege as well. If my brother gets in bad trouble, it is taken away, in which he knows never to do it again. Even if my brother is sent to his room for doing something stupid, in most cases, he'll forget by just playing the game. Instead of fighting with my parents, the games will help his anger.
So is violence just a part of our human nature?
Or do you think that it's triggered by our influences from society and even video games?
Or is it only certain people that are affected by aggressive games?
It is truly up to you to decide now.
Ha, take that, I got the controller.